If we left off, we were discussing a little bit about my friend, Terry Shun, with Nathan, and David, and all that. It really stems from that. So, yeah. Which stems from our study in terms of how those shot and just by us and Shiva, what kind of mitzvah we're talking about. So we spend a lot of time on the Shiva Teram and the Ram Moshe, the mitzvah tradition, and it sucks the Ram holds that Racha, the Birch of the mitzvah, like you change from a Baraka call a mitzvah. So there's one less that people just want to mention in terms of Shiva Teram, and then we'll go on to the Racha. Now move on to, like, who else on here? One last thing I want to figure out the Rambam before we move on to the next sugya. The Rambam writes, so what's the din of a person who's Mekadosh and Isha, and he forgot to make the bracha? Not because the chuppah was nervous, because once they get things, so he went ahead and he puts the ring on his finger, and he goes, there's a way that he forgot to make the bracha. So what do you do? So the Rambam says that whatever the halakha is, by other mitzvahs, that's halakha, we are also. So just as there's a cloud of four mitzvahs, the bracha, and over that, the other mitzvahs, that same cloud applies to the bracha there, isn't it? And the Rambam happens to hold that that cloud, so a mitzvah from the bracha, and over that, the other, is even to the evidence. So let's say a person does a mitzvah, he blows up, and he realizes that the minute he has to be ashamed, he forgot to make the bracha. The Rambam, you can't make the bracha anymore. The Rambam holds that cloud is ikuva, and that cloud is ikuva even by the bracha there, which again is not a surprise to us. But the Rambam holds, bracha there is the same as the regular bracha from mitzvah. So the Rambam Sharon will disagree with that included in the Rambam. I guess Ashri, in the beginning of the sentence, bracha is holds, that this cloud on this is the bracha that opens up the other one with that seal, it's not to be evidence. The normal protocol, the chazal and the sakin and the mitzvahs, is to recite the bracha first and then to do the mitzvah. But whenever he's referred to Sagan, goof, and he did the mitzvah first, so then to be evidence, you can still recite the bracha afterwards. Some of these are called the Gosh, it has to be some of the mitzvah. Let's say, I remember that I blew show for 15 years, but I forgot to make the bracha. I'm going to make the bracha now. That was a little bit strange. So the stomach, even according to the Agadah Rashi, means soon after the mitzvah, right after the mitzvah, you can still make the bracha. So the Rambam holds not that way. So according to the Agadah Rashi, obviously by Kiddushin, it would be okay. By Kiddushin, you have to be Mekadosh Yisha. So you can still make the bracha, but you have like any other bracha of the mitzvah. What's the Nekudas of Achleik and the Rambam and the Agadah Rashi? Why should this cloud be Lechetchila? Why should this cloud be even the other? So this is based on how to reach out to the very famous Gemara, the second Sophim. The Gemara, the Zion tells us, the Zion of the day tells us, that there's an exception to the rule of Korah Mitzvahs in the Baruch Hu Levo Melech Yom. The exception to the rule is Tzvila. The person goes to the Mitzvah, so then the Baruch is not recited before the Tzvila, but it's recited after the Tzvila. Why is that? It's Mekavra Gavra Lechazi. Because the person wasn't able to make the Baruch beforehand. Why wasn't the person able to make the Baruch beforehand? So most of the Rishonim learned that the Gemara is talking about a very specific type of Tzvila. The first of the Tzvila is Ger. So Ger, the Gemara says in Yavam, the Kippur, that Eino Gera Chivo Gitvo, the person in order to convert, has to undergo two processes, and both processes are Ma'akir. He has to have a Mila, he has to have a Tvila. So the normal protocol is they have the Mila first and the Tvila afterwards, according to some Rishonim. That's Ma'akir to say there, according to other Rishonim, it's not Ma'akir, it doesn't really matter for now. So Allah is normally you go Mila first, then Tvila. So this prospective Gera standing by the Mikvah, he does have to go under, so we should apply the rule of Korah, this is Mabarak, and over throughout the Yom. You should make the bracha ala tzvila before he goes underwater. The Gemara says you can't do that. Why? Because in the Ekar Gavra Lachazi, how can you say a shirk to Yishon and Mitzvah Yisiv Tzivanu ala tzvila? He's not Jewish. So sorry, that's a problem. So the Gemara says you're not right. It's not shayach for the ger to make the bracha beforehand. So the name is the Ekar Gavra Lachazi. So therefore the Chavim instituted that the bracha is decided after the tzvila. This is the court. This is the item in a cloud. There was a big machlech with Yishonim about was this Yerkim and Klal only instituted by Tzvila Ger, or do we say it was like a low tzvur, it was a bracha? The bracha is very, very confusing. Maybe my clerk is going to learn in 2 years. The last, meaning every 6 years, they have a book which we set to learn. So next year, it's Bruva. Next year, it's your system? Bruva, right? The long count, starting from the long count. So after that, there was a machlech that said, when the learning bracha for 6 years, but if they left that, to be determined. 6 years from now, we'll reassess whether we're really going to learn brachas again or not. So, anyway, so get back to this. So, brachas is complicated, so we don't want to throw people off too much. So, therefore, we want to have a light smoke at any time a person goes to the mikvah, whether the reason of Mekar Gavin Lachar, he applies, or the reason doesn't apply. that the bracha should always be said after the tefillah. Since once in a while the tefillah is geir, the bracha has to be recited after the tefillah. So therefore, even for other types of tefillah, so the reason doesn't apply, so we're going to push the bracha after the tefillah as well. So that's the sheet that studies, but that's what Amnon again, the Ashkenazi. Amnon and the Ashkenazi minhag is that when women go to the mikvah, the tefillah is nidah, so there's no reason not to make the bracha beforehand. You're allowed to make a bracha in the nidah. So, nevertheless, that minhag is that the women make the bracha after they go to the mikvah, after they come out after the tefillah, because the sheet is atayfus. The tefillah quotes that it was a low school, but since tefillah is geir and you have to make the bracha afterwards, so who did not meet tefillah is nidah, you make the bracha after the tefillah. So the reason doesn't really apply. And other shadows in Ambar and others in the Chassidic Sephardim, so how do you go there? But by tefillah is geir, when you have to make the bracha afterwards, when you pray up, when tefillah is not, so like the Hege thinks it should be any different than a regular mitzvah with the bracha, it's supposed to be that for the fourth. So much like this in the Chabad and Ramah, like this in Rishonim, so like this in the Nagim, as to what to do. So the Achlekes is the Ashkenazi minhag that we follow the Ramah. Remember, once a woman called me, a friend, and she was a tiny woman, she was at the mikvah, and the mikvah lady was giving her a whole hassle about making the bracha. She said that she wanted to make the bracha, but she could do it for like 20 years, she wanted to make the bracha before she goes down. And the mikvah lady said, no, the minhag HaMakom, if this mikvah, is to make the bracha afterwards. So they called me up to me, Lachria. I said, what kind of machine has that? The minhag HaMakom, this is true, the people, but this is not even the young. Sometimes the halacha is that the bracha is put in afterwards, and that's the problem. Make kara not causes. So the seems to be a machlekes in Rambam that goes ushery. That how do we pshat in this halacha? This did that make kara gavra not causes. So what's pshat? So now the ushery seems to learn that this klal and make kara gavra not causes is telling us that there's a klal and halacha called pshat that's not to be ever done. Because there are certain things. So we don't permit lechet tefillah, but we do bring it to the evidence. Sometimes when you have a shasat chas, so then what would otherwise be to the evidence now becomes lechet tefillah. So this is there are three levels in halacha. So lechet tefillah, we're supposed to try to live the life of lechet tefillah. After the fact, sometimes you have to be based on certain things with the evidence. And then you have another cloud called shasat chas, when you have extenuating circumstances. So sometimes you're allowed to do things, sometimes not always, sometimes you're allowed to do things that would otherwise be acceptable to the evidence. So that's what the Gemara seems to be learning here as well. That the klal of kol mitzvahs mevarchim and omelas miyotos is with only lechet tefillah. To the year, that after the fact, you know, the man can make the bracha afterwards. Like my hechad teisa, why can't you make the bracha afterwards? Kol mitzvahs, omelas miyotos is such a chayk. Kol yavas is not about the moshe lefina, kol mitzvahs mevarchim and omelas miyotos. So lechet tefillah is supposed to make brachas omelas miyotos. Maybe Yevin, if you did make the bracha on the Shabbat, that's also okay, and then you make it afterwards, and sometimes you have a Shabbat chak, sometimes you have extenuating circumstances where it's not feasible to make the bracha on the Shabbat, i.e., where Karagar will cause him, so here, the Shabbat chak is the end of the day, that we would normally accept the Shabbat chak, we would normally accept by any mitzvah, a bracha on the Yachan and mitzvah, so in the case of a Shabbat chak, such as a tefillah's ger, or a tefillah's neither, that's the last one, so Shasat Chaki the Yavidah. The point that I go to Ashri, the fact that there's a din of Tevilah's Ger permitting the bracha after the Tevilah, that's assuming that such a bracha would be good to the Yavidah by all mitzvahs. But according to the Gosh Ashri, there's nothing fundamentally different between the bracha of Tevilah and any other bracha. The whole bracha is the cloud of the Chachimi you tried to do it before, but the Yavidah is okay afterwards. And Shasat Chaki the Yavidah. But the Rambam seems to be learning a totally different shah. The Rambam seems to be learning that the takonas of chamim was you have to make a bracha before the mikvah. That's all. But all there is right in the morning, you can't make it afterwards. Even the diyavet is not acceptable. But there was one mitzvah that the chamim singled out, and they made a special takonas of chamim that the chiyah gavet, since it would otherwise be absolutely impossible to make the bracha, so therefore the chamim masak and the tefillah there is the exception to the rule. According to the girls, Ashri, Tefillah's Ger is not fundamentally different from any other brachas. Tefillah's Ger is the same as all other brachas. The only thing is, that which we normally makshir the Diyavit, here we're makshir the Chatzimah, Koshav Shachak, and the other Dami. Now, she ain't getting a question in Rambam, because the Diyavit, you can never make a bracha on a mitzvah. How are you talking about? How can you make a bracha on Tefillah's Ger? So the answer is, according to the Rambam, this is a special takana. Since the Yankee Netflix, when it comes to fundamental difference, brother, but they said this is the case that we can single out and say it's fundamentally different because of that compelling reason of Mekor Gavel Achor, because if we were going to be mocked at something that would not be acceptable even to the Yavet by other brothers. That seems to be the Kudus of Machlokes between the Ram and the Hashri. Let me talk to you about Halacha, this is Machlokes, because this is now going to affect us in terms of Lukas Kiddushin, in terms of what happens if a person is Makadosh and Isha and a group. So there is a problem. Let's say a person chefs an animal as a trade function. A trade means that when he does a proper shechita, the only problem is when you open up the animal, it's got a hole in the lung, hole in the head, hole in the heart, hole in the stomach. That's a problem that the halacha moshe mishnah prohibits, based on the poultry of the bulk of the son of the trade, but also the halacha moshe mishnah tells us that includes all the different things that are enumerated in the mishnayot, in the third paragraph, and the second kulah, the different things that are prohibited to eat, which fall under the category of the right as trade function. So what would be the deal if a person chefs an animal with a trait? So if he knows he has a hole in his heart, and he chefs it. Why would he want to chef it? He's pretty silly with the chefing. What could be a good thing? He has to use the animal. Then he wants to practice the shechita. He doesn't want to learn the shechita, but he wants to practice the shechita. So what would the deal be if a person chefs an animal, he does a kosher shechita, but the animal lies in the trait. And there was a machlokes that we showed you, you make a halacha ala shechita on that. So we assume halacha that you cannot. So we pass in there. We'll pass in. And there are some Rishonim and Taka disagree with that. But we pass the law, you can't make a bracha. Why? Why can't you make a bracha on a shechita? A shechita, kosher shechita. There's nothing wrong with the shechita. The animal is offered for some reason, but there's nothing intrinsically wrong with the shechita. So this seems to be one of the many riots of famous history. We're not going to talk about that one. It's a fluid, which is actually a general knowledge. You know this. But the famous history that you study, the first history, famous history of Chayim, you know, the trade book. Famous history, okay, that's not a change. So the Rukhaim said, the Rukhaim had a deed from the Rambam, that when the Torah says that you have an animal that's a trefa, has a hole in its heart, when you shech it, you're not allowed to eat it, so what's pshat? It's pshat that the shechita is basically good, it's just as an issur in hachut, it's a separate distinct issur of eating trefa, you're not allowed to eat chalim, you're not allowed to eat oil, you're not allowed to eat chalim, but it's nothing to do with the shechita. The shechita is a kosher shechita. What is the pshat? No. The pshat that when you shech the trefa, so the shechita is not chal completely on the trefa. Since the trefa is almost dead, has a hole in its heart, all its lungs, something wrong with it, that it's fucked up to the die too. If you don't do anything, it will happen to die by itself from its lung injuries. So the shechita can only be chal, the shmanusa, on an animal that's fully alive. And the animal is not fully alive anymore, there's something already, it's plenty of lungos, so there's a concern with the shechita. So it's not even considered to be a full, complete shechita. So you have a few riots, complicated riots, the simplest dry up. If the Rambam writes, you know, let's say a person needs to half a kezayis of neveilah, the veilah is an animal besides mamish by itself without shechita. So if a person needs to half a kezayis of neveilah and half a kezayis of trefa, the Rambam says you can't help it. There's a rule in Hukas Malchus that if you have a half of one issur and half of another issur, so they don't combine together. So the Rambam says the veilah trefa is an exception to this rule, and the Rambam writes the reason for this exception is because that trefa chivas neveilah means that trefa is also like neveilah. Neveilah means that when it's mamish by it's shot in the head. It wasn't shechted at all. Trefa means it had a hole in the head, and it would almost die, and then you went ahead and shechted the sibbutim. So the Rambam holds that the issue of trefa is not an issue that happens. It's not an issue which is distinct from the din of shechita, but it's quite a hilcha shechita. That's why it's actually not a foot, the din of trefa into hilcha shechita, not a foot of makol ha'urus. So the Rambam held that trefa is part of hilcha shechita, that the issue of trefa is the chisor of hilcha shechita. So that would make sense why we pass it in Shulchan Aruch. That when you shech the trefa, you can't make a bracha ala shechita, because you're not really doing a kosher shechita. Even though, in theory, you're cutting the sibbutim, but that's not a kosher shechita. There's a chisar in the shechita, not just a chisar in the hachut. The Chaim said the Shiva Torah, and it's Bavitsa. This was his Bavitsa show. Maybe he's got a few riots. There's a few riots in the Rambam. That's the way the story goes. So did you say you were I didn't. The Bible's never been to book it out. It's called the Reb Chaim. Who's Reb Chaim? You had to make a result. Yeah, anyway, getting back to the story. So, we're still, this is just a post-up, this is not Shia today, this is just, yeah, just finish up with the finish. I think, when we got to the wedding in Chicago, we had some Thursday, we'll have to finish it up quickly. So the Ramah says that you don't make a bracha when you shecht an animal. There's no difference. So now the Ramah says, now you have a problem. What's the problem?
Problem is,
let's say you have an animal in front of you, and you don't know whether it's a trace or not. The only way you know it's going to be a trace is if you open it up. Now, most of the time, we assume most animals are okay because they're not very good. But here you have some reason to believe that it's a trace. Let's say the animal looks like it had some serious injury, but you can't really tell. And they didn't have an x-ray, a sonogram, so you can't figure out what's going on inside. So to be determined, you have to discreet, you'll figure out whether it's a trace or not. So now you have a problem. So on the one hand, you want to chef the animal. On the other hand, you make a problem. I'll accept that the animal's kosher, if it's a trefa, it will not be a trefa, you make the bracha now. I'll accept it's a trefa, you can't make a bracha, so what do you do? No problem. Chef the animal without a bracha, open it up, examine the evarim inside, and the test of the staff of kosher, it's not a trefa, but then you make the bracha, I'll shrit the right hand there. That's what the staff of the Ramah is, and the shrit is going to be sitting in your test here and there. So the question is, how do you understand Pshat in this Ramah? What is Pshat in this Ramah? So the simplest way to look at the Ramah is to say, that Kol HaMishnah, regardless of the Kol HaMishnah, is only L'chetchila and after the Yemen. Here, this is like the Yemen, Shat L'chach and Yemen, you have no choice. So this would be acceptable, because that would be what the Ramah means. And then this would have ramifications outside of the Chashrita. This would be important only for the Ramah telling you that if you blew shofar, you forgot to make a bracha, you can make a bracha afterwards. So if you finish the Megillah, you remember a minute late, you forgot to make a bracha, you can make a bracha late. So if you're Makadosh Anish, you forgot to make a bracha, you can make a bracha afterwards. So that would be really good. This would be very important, this Ramah, if that's what the Ramah is saying. But the odds are that's probably not what the Ramah is saying. That the Ramah probably didn't pass the right type of koshery against the Rambam. The Rambam says that Kol HaMishnah, the bracha, and all the Yachon, all the Yachon, the human, the Yavon, so Mahesha takes it that the Ramah is going to dig up in the gross Oshri and Baruch to get it out of Rambam. So the Shah on that Ramah writes that what the Ramah means is like this. That the Gemara tells us in Sot and Zazai that there's an exception to the rule of Kol HaMishnah, the bracha, and all the Yachon. What's the exception? Tfilas Ge'er. And what's the reason why Tfilas Ge'er is an exception? Because they car Gavul HaKhazi. So says the Shach, this is also the Kara Gavilo Chazi. Because you can't make the bracha beforehand. Why can't you make the bracha beforehand? Because it's the Sufik Treifa. So there are moments, Shadowing, one Sufik, that whenever you have a situation that arises that you cannot make a bracha before, for whatever reason, either because the person is not Jewish, or because the behavior is a Sufik Treifa, so the Chine Gavna, the Kara Gavilo Chazi, then you make the bracha afterwards. According to this reading of the Ramah, according to the Shach reading of the Ramah, the Ramah's not saying anything razzle-dazzle. The Ramah's not telling you anything that's relevant to other cases. You cannot extrapolate from this Ramah to other cases. If you goofed, you forgot to make a bracha before you do shalit, you forgot to make a bracha before you read the Megillah, so tough one. You cannot make the bracha afterwards. The Ramah just meant to say, not that we talked to like that goes to Ashri, the Ramah just meant to say that the Chiyagavna, that if they call Gavna L'chazi, so then it only gets you to make the bracha afterwards. So Rabbi Kivega has a ha'ara, this shach, on that shach in the intermediate test, and the thing is, he says he doesn't think that that's a valid extension of the principle of Nekar Gavri L'chazi. Because when do you say Nekar Gavri L'chazi? That's like the Tfilas Ge'er, when it's impossible to make the bracha before him. There's no ge'er in the world to possibly make the bracha before he's not Jewish. But Shein came by Shechita, 99.9% of the time you shecht animals, you make the bracha beforehand. The bracha of Shechita was niskina beforehand. The takanas of Chavim was to make the bracha of Shechita before the Shechita. Aruba the case, because you didn't make the bracha before. Once in the yoga, you get an animal fighter, it's a suffix trefa, you have a problem. You have a personal problem. You have an individual problem. So the case of Sachin, the Tfilas Ge'er, is a global problem. Every Tfilas Ge'er is a problem of a bracha. So therefore, the Chum had to step up and how to make a new, how to formulate a new kapana to say you make the bracha afterwards. But again, by shechita, it's not a global problem. It's not a problem every bit of a shechita. It's problem. Once in a year, even if it's a once in a while, you get a case, the shulim in a case, you have a suffix rate, and that's not going to make her a gather look fuzzy. So it's not a pellet for a month. And our boss says you can make the brook afterwards, so it's not really right. It's the only point that I've got, but you can make the brook afterwards. If you're around, but you really couldn't. So I call upon him, what do we have over here? So we should have really three different sheets of halacha or ma'isa as to what our approach is to brook after a mitzvah. Global this is not only Kiddushin. Kiddushin is just one example that we are focusing on. So they all miss this. The person doesn't miss it, and they realize in the middle later, they make a bracha. According to the Rebbe Zoshri, no problem, you always make a bracha. If you have it, everything is okay. According to the other extreme, like the Rambam, you can never ever make a bracha after the mitzvah. The one exception of Kiddushin was there because they call it Gavir L'Chazir. Only that's called Gavir L'Chazir, like the Vega says. Because every kilo is here, a gavel of Rabbi. Then you have the middle ground, which is the Shach's reading of the Ramah, that says that, well, we don't pass them like those girls, Oshri, to be mounted all brothers after this news. On the other hand, kilo is here is not the only case of gavel of Chazi. Even if you have a local, personalized gavel of Chazi, with some technical reason that prevented you from making the bracha before him, then you can also make the bracha afterwards. That's included in the heter of the bracha of kilo is here. Really, three different sheets. There's a ghost usher in the one extreme. There's a kineg bedas haramim in the other extreme. There's the shach and the ramah in the middle that basically started with the Rambam, with the exceptions of anything that meets their expanded criteria of gavur l'chazir. Mishnah shechet is another possible exception. The Rambam happens to hold that when you have a mitzvah in shechet, so you have a mitzvah that involves the ma'isa mitzvah, but the kima mitzvah continues on for a while, let's take tzitzit. Let's take tefillin. You put on the tzitzit, put on the tefillin, you have to make a bracha. The Rambam says the favor, so the bracha, you can make the bracha cold mind that you wear the tzitzit and the tefillin, because the kima mitzvah is a continuum of that of the kima mitzvah. Some mitzvahs, you blow show, so once you're through, it's over. You eat mass, you put down the tefillin, it's over, finished. But tefillin and tzitzit is cold mind that the tefillin and tzitzit are on you, that's a mitzvah in shechet, and you can't make a bracha. But with some achrayim, the one that would be chiddush, the Kiddushin is also like the Mitzvah in Shechet. But the Mitzvah Kiddushin is not just speak up the Shisha for the minute that you Makadish Kiddushin, but it's an ongoing Mitzvah. And it calls mind that the person is in the state of remaining married to his wife, so he's fulfilling the Mitzvah of speak up the Shisha. That's a funny thing about Kiddushin. The Kosh of Shad is not like that. That's a famous joke that the Rosh Hashiva, the one Rosh Hashiva said in some Shifl Torah that the Kiddushin is an ongoing Mitzvah, an ongoing Kalos, and every second it's Mishkadesh, so the other Rashi said, we have a Ma'amah Pasuk. The first Rashi said, what's the Ma'amah before? He just got married. He said, he married 50 years ago. He said, well, listen to your own Shukot Torah. How many of you just got married now? So the whole thing is not true. The whole land, now he wonders. It's a nice fancy thousand things, but for my stuff, it's hard to believe. I said this over my offer, so I said over part of it, about whether the Kiddushin is a mission in Shechet. So whether or not it is Al-Pi Al-Mok is irrelevant. Al-Pi Drushin, you have to tell him that. The Simcha is in Shabbat, whether or not the Mitzvah is in Shabbat.
So Yivash compares it to Brenna Samadha, that's called Mashal Matako.
Yeah. That's a very difficult, it's a difficult thing. There's some Rishon to do.
Don't we have to check the rail of all the emotes? So,
yeah, that's just a Chor B'Yama. That's a Chor B'Yama.
But it's still brought down in
Shabbat. I mean, the Chor B'Yama says that's not a real bona fide stuff. That's what the Rishon Rav Yehuda said. The Rove is an Eim Shreza. The most animals don't have problems with their lungs. It's just a meal that you have. It's just a meal that mostly. It's just a common meal. It's not just a 1,000.
All the other sheep.
No, the other trapers are not a meal that mostly. They're called a meal she'enga mostly. The hole in the brain, that's a meal she'enga mostly. You're not going to need to check for that. The ray, a problem in the lung, is what's called a meal that mostly. So therefore, the chum of the socket, they have to check for that. But now, look at what things in shock. Let's say the lung got lost. So Rashi writes, the beginning of Kula, that the one gets lost, it wasn't checked for, then the animal's got rid of it. He gives up on the road. Not everyone agrees with Rashi, so Rashi didn't even close that Rashi. Rashi writes, the author, he gives up on the road. He's not going to tell people that, but it's true. If you take a look at yourself, you can actually say it. I guess he was speaking to me almost while reading his page anyway, so if anyone reads that Rashi, you realize that's what the Ikra did. Anyway, get back to the story. So how does this all play out in Lamaisa? Hello, Lamaisa. Maybe you're going to be in the condition someday. Hopefully it will. Whoever has it, you have gotten married, you're going to get married someday. So every once in a while, you're going to be faced with this dilemma that the cousin puts the ring on the mouth finger, and then your mom, if she goes, and then you make the brother. So what do you do? So according to the Rambam, so, and whatever, you lost the bracha, finish it over, don't do it. According to Nagos Ashri, so then it's okay. So even if it's like a bit of a mitzvah, you can make your bracha, yeah, it's not a problem. According to, let's say, the Raibe that we spoke about on Thursday, we said that this Kiddushin is an exception to the rule. You know, the Chachila should have made the bracha afterwards. According to Nagos Madri, Kiddushin is an exception to the rule because the Mitzvah Kiddushin is making the bracha and the Chaz is doing the mitzvah. So you talk also the Chachila should have made the bracha afterwards. And according to the Rosh, well, that it would be acceptable after the conditions. So according to all these reasons, so that's how we assume the halacha. That even notwithstanding what the Rambam said, that kol mitzvah mevarach le'mavol ha'fiyasa, notwithstanding the fact that we constant that other mitzvahs, the person ate the matzah or blew the shofar, read the Megillah, and then he realized that afterwards, we constantly does not make the bracha. We constantly against the Rosh. But when it comes to Kiddushin, we would make the bracha. And the reason why we make the bracha is because we have a whole bunch of other reasons. We have the Rosh, on our team, and we have the Raivin, and the Osmai, plus the Tiruch, and the Osashri, we have a lot of reasons to indicate that Kiddushin, the Rosh Tiruch, would be different. So, Lachlan and I said we try to make the bracha beforehand, but for whatever reason, we group the name afterwards, so then it's all pretty soon afterwards, that would still be done. Okay, that was just the end of the Siddur from Thursday.
Yes.
Loses the lung. Kishlucha the Kaddish Bo Mavaya. We have a question that the Kaddish is Shliach of the Chayli is the Kaddish yourself. What's the Kaddish mean? That's the Kishlucha the Kaddish Bo Mavaya. So you can learn the Kaddish as far as Kishlucha, meaning that it would be ridiculous to think that Kedushin has to be done after the Shlucha. You can't do it yourself. It's impossible to do a Kaddish Mishi yourself. Right? That would mean this is dumb, it doesn't make any sense. For lack of a better rabbi word. So, but we should read the Kashi of Gemara in a different way. That's another way to read the Kashi of Gemara. It's not Shaya, Api Alocha, but you can only be the Kashi of Isha, Ayyubay Shaliach, and not yourself. Why? Because we have a cloud that mills for the Ima Mati Ovid, Shaliach or Mati Mashre. It's a cloud of the Alocha that you can only appoint the Shaliach to do something that you yourself can do. For some technical reason you can't do it yourself, then Shaliach lo mati mashe. Shaliach is an extension of you. Whatever you can do, not even for some things you can't handle off the Shaliach, but everything that can be handed off the Shaliach, by definition, means you can do it yourself. Mita mita de gemara, because it's not shy, it should be something that you lo mati of it. You can't do it yourself, that you can be able to appoint the Shaliach. Where does the gemara say this? What context? For the number of 10 to gemara. Is there enough on the ball? The Gemara raises the question, what's the nature of the din that a Kohen does a Voda on behalf of a Yisrael? I think it's probably not a Kohen. So he has the Kohen to be dirty about me. I have a check for myself. My check is not a Yisrael about myself. I have a check for my dance. What's the nature of that din? Is that the Dara Shalikas or not? So the Gemara says that a Kohen is definitely a Shaliach. Who would be a Shaliach of? The Gemara says either the Shaliach of the Bible, not of Yisrael, or is a Shaliach of the Rebbe Shalom. So how is Tade Shaluchai Bidon in it? Is it Kohen a Shaliach of the Jew, of the Yisrael, or the Shaliach of the Rachamana, Shaliach of HaKadosh Baruch Hu? My Nafkamina, the Gemara is Chatsi Nafkamina of the Dara, the Jew, that if I'm not allowed to get Hanoah from somebody, I can imagine that I'm not going to get any Hanoah from Reuben, so Reuben's not allowed to do Shaliach with me. If I ask Reuben then to do me a favor, to go do me to be my agent, so that's what it would be the Neder from the Shaliach. So it's my raise the shot, let's take it through the Neder that he's not going to get an off from the Kohen. So can the Kohen go ahead and be Makas Kabbalah from there for the Yisrael? So we hold that the Kohen is basically Yisrael Shaliach, that's a problem. That's what the Yisrael would go, no, if you hold that the Kohen is the Shaliach of Rachamani, the Rimanish from Shaliach, then it should be okay. So that's the shot that the Gemara has. The Gemara says that it must be that the praying is a Kaddish Baruch Hu, that he's not be socially up. But Niko Nidei, Tila Vatiyavi, he's so much of a kid to be a Vedic. Bar Mitzvah, why would you have Vedic Tadad? I'd be very down with his bath. I'd be the Karo Gorg, so I can't do the Avedis Tadad. So I thought that the Shaliach can, and that my Shaliach can, it's impossible for Shaliach to do something that's a bad and dark kid. That's the Karo Gorg in my soul. But maybe that would be like the even Lumpish way of reading this Gemara. So it must be that he's giving the Kaddish Ayyadei Atmai, because otherwise it would be a violation of the Klal of Nika Midah. So when you read the Gemara, the truth of it, you need to come up with a little one, it doesn't make much of a difference. The Gemara gives the same terrace, number of Yosef, Hashtah, Mitzvah, Yosef, Mishnuko. Then the Gemara gives some examples of Mitzvah, Yosef, Mishnuko, Yad Yosef, and Mach Kresher, of Mach Shabir, and we're going to talk about this a little bit more, and later so gives about mitzvah yas b'shulchan as relates to the mitzvah of Shabbos, etc. The Gemara says, "Zikah d'ami b'ha'i suri nami yisro." The Gemara says, "No, there's something wrong with being the kaddish and mishai nishalei." It's not just a bittul of mitzvah yas b'shulchan. It's an issur that's being violated. Kid Rabbi Yehuda merav, Yomer bin merav. Also, the other shakash is isha achi yirena. Shema yir b'davim zunim b'shikana lavi. You're not allowed to marry a woman until you actually see her first. The Gemara doesn't tell you how much time you have to see her. There's different opinions about that. But the Gemara says at least once everyone agrees you have to see her. Because otherwise, you may not like her. Because it's Yad Allah, Rachmana Allah, Bahatha, Lecha, come up, and that would not be a good scene. So therefore, you have to make sure to see her before. So you can send a Shaliach, assuming that you didn't go out before, you know what she looks like. You can send a Shaliach, so that's going to be a problem. So the Gemara says that those are two different shots of the Mishnah. Either the Mishnah means that it's a mitzvah yes in the Mishnah, so that's why the Mishnah says no. Or the Mishnah is telling you no, that it has to be go. Shluko is also, the Yevon, the condition will be called, they're not allowed to do it. If you hold the second version that the Mishnah means there's an Isser, so what would Rabbi Yosef say to Rabbi Yosef said mitzvah yes in the Mishnah? That's the Gemara, the Chit, and Rabbi Yosef has faith for Isma. Rabbi Yosef said mitzvah yes in the Mishnah, he was referring to the end of the Mishnah, the Isha is Kadesh is Bob Shlucha. So from the vantage point of the woman, Hashem is Shlucha, Mikash is Bob Avaya. And Rabbi Yosef, Mitzvah by Yosef, Mishlucha, Yadar Asaf, Machrech, Rav, Mishibud, etc. But the punchline of the Gemara is, Rav, Ahad Yisur relates, but that the Yisur of the Ophi Yadar, Yikash, 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 that doesn't apply to the vantage point of the woman, because the Rish Lachish, and Rish Lachish not to make the positive with the man, and the same thing with Rish Lachish, that the woman's going to be willing to, she's going to remain married anyway, but she's not going to get so upset. Not as bad as the man. Whatever that means, again, we're not going to talk about that right now. So, what's important for us is that the Gemara said that this statement of Yosef, that Mitzvah Yosef Mishlucho, could have just as easily be said on the first half of the Mishnah, that Ish Mekadesh Bo Mishlucho, or could have also been said on Ish Mekadesh Bo Mishlucho, which of course leads us to raise an obvious question. Is Ish Lama, when it appears in the first half of the Mishnah, that Ish Mekadesh Bo Mishlucho? So we spent the whole day on Thursday trying to figure out what mitzvah are we talking about. So we have two fundamental different approaches. The Rambam's mitzvah tradition, or the Rosh of Hefshet of Purimu. So now we have to stop, scratch our heads, and then our heads on the list. Assuming that the statement of Rabbi Yosef is going on the state of the Mishnah, it's referring to the mitzvah of the woman to get married, and mitzvah by Yosef Shulcho, we have to stop and ask is the mitzvah of the woman, who mitzvah the woman is the woman? Does a woman have this mitzvah, this expansive mitzvah, we talked about on Wednesday, of mitzvah for the man to get married? Whatever that means, the Rambam's version, the Russian version, the Gemara is saying quite clearly that that mitzvah applies to a woman also. We have to really stop and figure out what is this all about? What is the statement all about? So let's see if we can analyze this Gemara, staying with the Shita of the Rambam, staying with the Shita of the Rush. Let's begin with the Rambam. So the Rambam works out in the Gemara of Shita, the mitzvah of Yosef Mishlucho is referring to the mitzvah of Kiddushin, which is one of the tags according to the Rambam, Ki Yikach Mishisha. So I ask you the following question. This mitzvah, again, the Rosh would be sitting in the Shira and saying that this mitzvah doesn't exist. But we're Rambam, today's Rambam day. Point to the Rambam, the mitzvah deraita, Ki Yikach Mishisha. Whose mitzvah is it? Yikachish. Yeah, that's what it is. Sounds like it's a man's mitzvah. Now we know that Yikach Ish Isha is very, very significantly referring to the man. How do we know that? Well, in terms of the Chalos Kedushin, it's clear that way. If a woman tries to be Mekadesh, the man, what do we say about that? We say that's no good. That's the Gemara, the same as Gemara, the first time of Kiddushin, about Nafahum Amari. Let's say the man gives the ring to the woman, and the woman says, Arei, Animu Kudesh Atwa. The Gemara has some serious, serious reservations with that. And Kavachayim, let's say the woman gives the man a ring, and she says, Arei, Animu Kudesh Atwa. Or some other modern, whatever, other kind of a newfangled lotion. So if the woman gives the man a ring, that's not Kiddushin, that's absolutely nothing. It's a very serious halachic question about, let's say, under the chuppah, man gives the ring, and the woman gives the ring back to the man. That could potentially throw into jeopardy the entire kasha of the kiddushin. If the kiddushin is done properly at the beginning, and then later on the woman gives the man a ring, it's discussed whether that's appropriate or not appropriate, but in terms of throwing into jeopardy the kiddushin, so that's probably not a problem. But if in the context of the kiddushin, he's makadashon, she's makadashin, and he says the right apple possession, and she reads the pasuk shirashir, and then had a whole ceremony out of it, but that arises a very, very serious question. The validity of the Kiddushin is what's the Rav mean? The same story with the Rav. That the Rav was one that passed, a certain person was being the Kaddish Kiddushin, it wasn't doing it with the Armasora, and maybe the story doesn't matter, so apparently this person wanted it to be a double ring ceremony. The rug was vehement formed out. Yeah. Kind of double ring ceremony. He got a t-shirt, man. It's the woman. Nothing who, no more who. But it's the name of Michael. So it came to the break of the glass. They started to walk back. The chassid forgot to break the glass. So the rug stepped on the glass, and he broke the glass. That's what the Gemara says. The Gemara took back the brother. The whole moment of breaking the glass, I just like, the Gemara took back the brother. Said that once to the chassid, the Tamidim were getting a little bit too excited. So Ravashi, Marma, somebody, they took a plate, what's what? Khan was running down. So you don't see that the Chassid has to break the glass. It's not Din, the Chassid, the glass has to be broken. So those guys are garbage. So the Rav stepped on the glass. The particular person said to the Rav, Rabbi Soloveitchik, you're so strict about some things and so lenient about other things. So you're so lenient that even the groom doesn't have to break the glass. So, but the double ring said, well, that's potentially serious stuff. So we know that in terms of the chalos kiddushin, so the man does everything. He has to do everything. So pashtus, when it comes to the mitzvah kiddushin, which again, according to Rosh Hashanah here, from where Rambam is today, according to Rambam, that there is a mitzvah kiddushin, but just as the chalos kiddushin, everything is from the man's vantage point, so to the mitzvah kiddushin, everything is from the man's vantage point. And you know, how much of that is to be tzachar, yiga, kishisha, yiga, moshe, tzachar, it's in mitzvah. But where does the woman come to the point? According to the Rambam, that the Sibya spoke about the Mitzvah's Kiddushin. How can Rabbi Yosef tell you the story that Mitzvah Bar Yosef Mishulcha applies to the woman? What's the same thing? So, according to the after, we led to a really amazing, astonishing Jewish, according to the Rambam, that notwithstanding the fact that in the realm of the Chalot Kiddushin, the man is everything, and notwithstanding the fact that the Pshuto Shal Mikra is the man is everything, when it comes to the Mitzvah's Kiddushin, it takes the same that the woman gets a cheder in the chuppah, and she's also mechuyebet, kayemet, whatever you want to call it. She gets credit also for the mitzvah of the kishisha. How do you know that? How does Chazal know that? How does Rabbi Yehuda know that? How does the whole thing in Kiddush know that? The pasuk is written by Lashon Zoch. The pasuk is written from the vantage point of the man. The chaloy kiddush is from the vantage point of the man. So the head is anything that the woman has a shayla for the mitzvah. So one could have suggested the following yourself. Maybe this is not a svara that's unique to Kiddushin. Maybe this is true by all mitzvahs. There are many mitzvahs where you have two people who are necessary. You have a major player, and you have a giver, and you have a receiver. So maybe there's a klal by all mitzvahs, and even though the active player, clearly the focus of the pasuk is on the active player, maybe that even when you have a recipient,